This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live at Rally House in Mansfield. In addition to getting all of your opening day and pretty much anything else you need gear, we still have another World Series poster to give away, and you can enter the drawing for the silver framed limited to 5,000 Globe Life Field art piece. It's really nice. Or it's just a framed photo. I think it looks really nice.
Man, I'll tell you this. Mansfield is Rangers horny right now. They are loving everybody that's shown up so far has already had some Rangers gear on, or they want to talk Rangers right now.
What's our topic here, Kevin?
We were going to talk about the Rangers. Do we want to talk about something different? Because this is holdable.
No. I want to talk about this for a second, then okay. We can move on to the main topic. So we've been number one, number two for about a year now for ratings. It's been tremendous. Thank you so much for listening.
15 months now.
Okay, so 15 months. And I would say this. There has been this stereotype for two decades of doing sports talk radio in Dallas-Fort Worth, or maybe even in the state of Texas. Do not talk about anything except the Cowboys and the NFL.
Right.
I've been told that. I've been doing this now since about 08, approximately. In a former fashion, and it's Cowboy sells. You got to talk Cowboys at least, even during the offseason, 50% should be Cowboys and NFL.
Yep.
We haven't been doing that during the offseason. The Cowboys don't do anything. They don't sign free agents. Yes, they have a draft coming up. They have a later pick where they're probably taking an offensive lineman.
I would agree with that.
And that's fine. That's what they probably need in the first round. But it's like, we've decided to do things differently. Yes, we just got through talking gridiron gravy, and we talk Cowboys. Mm-hmm. We're not talking Cowboys. But we have been doing the least amount of Cowboys talk in any show in the Metroplex, and we've been doing the most amount of Ranger and MLB talk since they've won the World Series of any show by at least two times, if not five times, of all the Metroplex. And we're getting high ratings.
Yep.
I think we're proving to this Metroplex, to people who run radio stations, you don't have to talk Cowboys to get ratings.
You're damn right.
If you talk about the championship teams or the other teams in your Metroplex that are really good and making runs at something, you don't have to talk about the Cowboys all of the time. Mention it with Dak Prescott.
And remember, we stopped down for that
yesterday. Like him going to possibly play out his contract. We will talk about that for a segment, and we will – but I don't want to talk about it for four segments. I don't give two craps about it, me personally. I get that there are people that care a whole bunch about it, but not enough that we should just do it. Like, we're proving in this area you don't have to talk about the Cowboys when they're doing absolutely nothing. You can talk about the Rangers about ready to start a season and winning a championship and continue with it.
I think there are a couple other things, too. Our audience has told us specifically, because we've asked before, hey, I'm with you guys no matter what y'all talk about. You know, I'll give y'all a shot because I like you guys. I'm along for the ride. And so we've kind of taken that from our listeners, from our Tolos, as freedom to go different directions with things and try some stuff out. But more than anything, Mike, Kevin and I, a long time ago, decided we wanted to talk about what we were interested in. And right now, the thing that interests me the most in this moment, this day, Mavs, Stars, Rangers, Cowboys, if they do something, hey, it's definitely worth talking about. But we also have really strong, good Rangers content, really strong, good Mavs content. I think that's the big factor, too, is our audience is like, holy crap, I came away from something. It was thoughtful. It was something that provoked thought for me.
I just thought about it last night, though. It's really cool that we've been able to, from, let's just say, after the Cowboy season ended. I get it. We talked Rangers throughout November, December, January, but we concentrated on the Cowboys until they decided to quit in the playoffs because they were just tired of playing football. Then after that ended, it's like, it's over. You guys ended it. You guys aren't worth discussing for four straight hours every day. And there's other things to discuss that are very interesting, and we proved that you can do that. You don't have to stick on the Cowboys. And I hope Jerry's listening because he thinks he could probably make up a new story that we have to talk about.
I understand what you're saying there. I love this from the 860. I don't like – this person doesn't like any sports team in the DFW. They're from Boston. But you guys are the absolute best, and I've turned it on and left it on for 5 years now. Man, that's a pretty high compliment if you don't even care about Metroflex sports teams where you're like, oh, yeah, I'm locked in. Mm-hmm. I like you guys. I like the content. Look, that's pretty cool.
I do know shows around here, not on this station, that don't care about the Rangers and act like they do. Yeah. I've heard of that before.
I saw them in a video.
And it comes across fake.
Yeah, absolutely. And, look, we've talked about this before from the 469. If y'all can do 30-second segment every week on the Orioles, I'll listen to every
every
show.
Week?
At once a week, 30 seconds. You know my idea. I think one of the things we should do for Peace-a-thon, I think we should do KNC on the road, where someone drives on a road trip and we just do the show.
Like, yes,
in the
I've been wanting to do that forever.
Or a van,
yeah,
or something like that.
What if we can okay, if that person's in, if that Orioles fan is in, if all the 30 seconds every week is us tracking the trajectory of the 3J's situation, with Holiday and Gunnar Henderson, and let's go ahead and throw Adley Rutschman in that mix too. If that's all we talk about, is that okay? Is that enough for you? Like, we're not going to talk baseball.
They said 30 seconds on Orioles.
We just did
per
it.
Week.
Yeah,
we just
there
did
you
it.
Go. We just did it.
Boom.
So you got to stick with us. And Kevin, and there are a lot of people that are like, I'm just here for all the jokes. So I'm pretty okay with that too, because we have a good mixture of fun and great sports content.
That, man, I really want to talk more. I'm, like, really intrigued.
More
by
Orioles?
No, I don't want to talk more Orioles, but I really appreciate what you guys are saying.
Do you want to, I mean, when we started here, it wasn't an edict that we had to talk Cowboys. And quite honestly, I think people need to understand this, too. Jerry has never had anything to do with our content on our station.
That's why
I'd have been fired a long time ago.
That's why he's hung up on us, sworn at us, told Corey to get his damn act together.
Yeah.
All of those things have happened. So when you listen to some BS promo about, they're in Jerry's pocket, kiss my ass. How many times has Jerry hung up on you? None. Mm. How many times has Jerry sworn at you? None. Because you don't dare say a word to him. Go do your impression. That's fine. But if he got up right next to you, I bet you'd be like, man, Jerry, you're awesome.
Mm-hmm,
Let's run a promo again. Kiss my ass.
Yeah, and that's like that needs to be really clear, is that that's a factor. But when we started here, when we started on the weekends as a show, that was the, hey, Cowboys are ours. And it was always just make sure that you keep sucking on that. You know what I'm saying there. There was a lot of conversation about that. But as our show went along and as our audience has grown, which this has been, it's tremendous, the outreach. You know, when things have happened in our lives, people reach out and really do care.
Yep.
And that's been something that I did not expect to be part of it. But also hearing how much we impact other people's lives is a huge factor in this. And so we started kind of changing and developing how we wanted to go about things. And, man, hey, if this is a winner's town, if you're a winner, we're going to ride with it. Absolutely, man. The Rangers won. Let's ride with that. Let's talk about the fun, because I have too many other things that are bad in life for me to have to talk about that much all the time.
By the way, the Baltimore guy followed up and he said, that works for me.
All right, I'm in. I will keep tracking that. Thank you.
We used to joke about that. We were like, one listener at a time, if that's what it takes. And if we're being really honest, this station used to go through some hard times. in January and February. But now you're talking about years and years and years ago, because people are locked in all the time. And I'm so excited that you guys are excited for opening day. Remember, in the 1 o'clock hour, we will do another four-pack ticket giveaway for Rangers-Astros. G-Bag will have another one of those going at 4 o'clock. We're at Rally House in Mansfield. We still got some stuff to give away. If you want to come up, get your gear for opening day, or sign up for some of these giveaways. Now, Mike, I need a quick update from you.
Yes.
Are you out on going to the NCAA tournament on Friday?
Right now, yes. It's too much money. It's okay.
It's $1,000 for a pair.
And a little bit over
more,
that.
To sit where you would prefer to sit.
I would want to sit in the lower bowl, upper level. And I don't mind if it's behind the basket is usually the cheapest ticket. Right now, that's running with taxes and fees. That's running about $550 a ticket. And that's just too much for me. I look at Maverick playoff games. If you can get down there for a Mavs playoff game, it's about $150 a ticket. So you're looking at now with taxes and fees, that would probably take it to like $180 a ticket.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at that going, okay, $180 a ticket. Let's multiply it times two because I get to see two games. I'm still at under $400 a ticket.
Yeah.
Maybe they come down Friday afternoon. I told my son this. Hey, I'm going to keep looking on Friday, and I'm going to see on all the websites if they come down to like $400 a ticket with taxes and fees. I will go for $800 total for two tickets. But if it's over that, I'm not going. It's great. Other people have a lot of money, I guess more money than I do, to go see a basketball game and have more. You're way more engaged in it because of Duke.
Yeah.
And you watch a lot more college basketball. I just think it'd be a cool thing to go to see the two games.
And it is super fun. If you look, I would
with the bands, the students
and the mascots. Yeah. Like Corey, I know you remember we went to the Final Four when it was at AT&T Stadium. We did an interview with the UConn mascot, and he said he couldn't take his head off if we were going to video the interview, which I respected that level of commitment.
Did
to
we
what
end up just
person,
doing it? Did we didn't end up doing it because we couldn't hear him, so we just went with the recorder
yes,
instead?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Because he was like, "That's fine. Just if you're videoing it, I can't take my head off."
That was wild.
And so if you get an opportunity to go Friday, I realize for some people Sunday could be tough because it's Easter, but if you don't care about that, that's a regional final that day. If you get an opportunity to go, it's an experience that I think is worth your time.
Is it the raised floor just in the Final Four? Do you guys,
because it's at a football stadium.
Yeah, I was going to say just in the football stadium. Some regionals take place in football stadiums, so you will see that at times there too.
Does that freak you out?
Yes.
It really does. Like, I get very nervous for those players, obviously, and it was the, what was his name? The kid from Louisville.
Kevin Ware. Because that happened on Easter.
Ooh, and that was against Duke,
yep.
Wasn't it?
Yes,
and
it was.
So, like, when that happened, it was, I don't know if it was because of that, but he did get really close to that edge. I'm always weary for those guys, but it is being able to see that, you know, that environment, it's a lot of fun. Mike, if you get a chance, take advantage of it. It's a lot of fun.
You know what I wish all my friends would have told me that day? I really thought Duke was going to win that game. I got so many texts being like, oh, my God, this Duke-Louisville game. All about the same time. I assumed Duke was going to win. Duke got destroyed in that game, and I didn't understand why everyone texted me until that happened. Then I was like, oh, my gosh. And then I understood.
Yeah, I was working at Channel 33, Kevin, at that time.
It's horrifying.
And I was an editor for the sports show, and I had to edit video for like 3 hours and constantly keep seeing that one come up in my queue. And I was like, I don't want to see this anymore. It was bad.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Look, I know.
Love you guys.
We promised Rangers. We're going to deliver Rangers. I think you guys are going to like this. Will the Rangers be more over or under on these season-long projections? Let's talk about that next right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Rally House in Mansfield. Wanted to throw this out there really quick. We're going to talk Rangers, but Jake Ottinger doing cool things last week. If you saw, he hosted the families and children of Hope Kids at American Airlines Center, so they just had a time skating around, playing a little hockey, everything like that. You can see more of it at DallasStars.com. You can find out more about Jay Gottinger's charitable work. I appreciate it. We talked so much about his play. We talked about Wedgwood last night, the Stars getting the win. Wanted to throw out Jay Gottinger doing other awesome things out in the world. And right now, if you can give me a little of that cut 14 as we dive back into the Texas Rangers.
Three balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Adolis swings and it's a high drive to right field. Going back is Carroll. He's at the wall. He leaps. That ball is history. Adolis Garcia has walked off the Diamondbacks in the 11th. My goodness, he's done it again.
Indeed, he has. And we're a little bit more than 24 hours away from opening day. I wanted to run some of these over and unders with you guys, and we can keep tabs about it as we go along. Will the Rangers have more over or unders on these prop bets? And we're going to start with this. Corey Seager, batting average for this season, 305.
Over. He's batting 329 this year.
What did he bat last year?
327, I believe.
I'll go over.
Okay.
I mean, we just saw him in spring training. I know it's spring training in his first two at-bats. He hit two ground ball outs in 2022, but they're hits in 2023 and 2024. And I know that's not the majority of his hits, but I think that 300 to 320 is in that range. You obviously have some points there that you would lose. So I'll go over, but not by a lot.
That's okay. Corey Seager's over-under home runs, 29.5.
Over.
Last year he had 33.
Yeah, I think he's going to have 34.5 this year.
Oh, well.
You just said 29.5. Why can't I say 34.5?
Fair. I decided I'm not going to fight this fight. Mike, what say you, over or under
29.5?
29.5 home runs.
That's why Kevin gets so worked up, is because he wants to get into every fight. But he's this one, he's like, you know what?
No, I don't need to.
Okay, now I'm getting it.
If
now
you want to talk about one of my fatal flaws, it's wanting to get involved in arguments. And I got to prove that I, like, just let it go, dude.
I'm trying to give a good, educated guess. So the last 2 years, he's had 33 home runs, and he had never had more than 26, and that was in his rookie year.
You seen his butt lately?
I haven't checked it out, but it's a solid one.
He has, his butt looks stronger this year than it did last year.
Is that
so
right?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Check it out.
All right.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, 30. Now, let's just go. What if he just hits 33 home runs every year he's with the Texas Rangers?
Like Mazzara?
That'd be fine.
Didn't Mazzara hit like 284 every year or something like that?
That
something
was
wild.
That was super
so
weird.
So I'll go over and say he hits 33.
Okay. I'm going to give you one more. Corey Seager, over under 95.5 RBIs. Last year he had 96. So they're really.
So the reason I'll say over is here's my hope. And maybe I should go higher than 33 home runs. He played in 119 games. So I don't know. I'm going to ask you a question, Kevin, since you're asking all the questions.
He's going to get to 100.
Over under 119.5 games played for Corey Seager.
Over.
Yeah, because I also think they're going to have him DHing, and that's going to conserve him a little bit.
If he gets to 130 games played or more, he's going to be, besides batting average, because – I don't know that, but the totals will be over these, if that makes sense.
No, it does.
So if he can get to 130 games or more this season, he will be at 100-plus RBIs. He will be at 30-plus home runs.
Ooh, this is an intriguing question from the 254. Do you think bookies put the over-under on lineman sacks at like 9.75 since they can get a half a sack? That is a
I don't know the answer to that question.
Phenomenal question.
I'm going
to look into that.
I don't think illegal bookies do that. I don't think illegal bookies take year-long bets.
Okay.
I think they're taking the game bets.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Gotcha.
They want to either really just get paid or have to pay out on kind of a Monday, Tuesday basis.
All right, Corey, what say you on the RBIs? Over or under?
Under.
Oh. Okay.
But just barely.
Okay. Marcus Semien, over under 27.5 home runs.
I'll go under two. I think somewhere between like 20 and 25.
It's crazy too because it's not like Bochy is going out there and saying, "Hey, dude, we just want you to get on base." Bochy's out there going, "Hey, dude, do it." And he's like, "Okay, whatever the pitch calls for, I'll hit it wherever it's supposed to go."
29 home runs last year. Didn't he have like 40-something in Buffalo/Toronto?
But yes, and that was his, you know, potential MVP year. I don't know. I feel like he's going to be – last year was a really – he played a lot of games.
Gosh.
Had a lot of at-bats. I don't know, man.
I mean, the last – what was the number again? 27?
27.5.
Okay, so he had 26 his first year. But remember, he didn't hit his first one until mid-May?
Yeah.
But he only had 29 last year. That's still over.
I'm going over.
Oh, yes.
I think this
You're
could
– such a Rangers homer.
Maybe I am. I think this could be the best offense the Rangers have ever had, and that's saying a lot from those 1990s.
Who are you not going to pitch to?
Juan Gonzalez, Pudge Rodriguez, Dean Palmer, Rafael Palmeiro, / Will Clark.
And I think this next one's an over, like a really strong over. Marcus Semien, over under 100.5 runs scored. He had like 120 last
122.
Year.
122.
Okay.
And here's why, because you have better hitters behind Seager now. So if Seager just ropes a double or a single, now you have Evan Carter. Nothing against Nathaniel Lowe, but like that's you have guys
or Wyatt Langford, yeah.
You have guys that I think are going to be driving them in no matter what. It could be a run machine this year.
You want me to homer it up?
Homer it up.
162.
He just asked over under.
That's so many runs.
Why not? One a game.
One per game.
Adolis Garcia, over under RBIs 100.5.
Over easy.
Is he underrated?
He just always does it.
Is he underrated?
Yeah, because I think he is. Well, because like yesterday, for example, we were going over OPS talking about Kyle Tucker. It's like Kyle Tucker won a Gold Glove too. I was like, oh, Adolis Garcia won a Gold Glove.
I think all of these, if they're healthy, the tough thing is you just don't know.
And
that.
That's part of the gamble that you're taking,
right? Mm-hmm. And that's mm-hmm. why they set them at a number where you're thinking, wait, they do this all the time,
yeah.
But all it takes is a 1 month injury, or obviously a 2 month injury, and they can't reach these totals.
Yeah,
they can reach the batting average. But they can't reach these totals if they're out 2 months.
Over, under.
Over.
Under.
Oh,
because
man.
Wyatt Langford's going to take some of his RBI.
All right.
But he's going to have to hit more home runs, solo home runs for that.
All right. I'm going to scroll down just a little bit. This one feels like an over to me as well. Over, under batting average for Evan Carter. Mike, try not to take out all your money from your savings, from your stock account, your equity in the house. Don't do it. Over under batting average of 270.
Over easy. Like, I mean, as you went with the Adolis one, that's the easiest one for
you. Do you want
me
to cuss right now?
No, that's what I told you. Cuss. Contain yourself.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, what cuss word do you want me to say?
270. Do they not know who Evan Carter is?
Yeah, I don't think they do.
Like, I'll tell you what. This is the one to take advantage of.
Because
yes,
even
right.
if he does get hurt, I wonder if you have qualified
I'm sure,
for
I'm
yeah,
sure
probably.
You do. I'm just looking. I'm trying to go as quick as I can. I'm sorry. I have
270,
to go to
270.
I'm having to go to Baseball Reference. I'm going to click in his minor league stats, and I know it's a different level. Last year, he batted 306 and 300 if you take both playoffs and, I guess, 307. Sorry.
That's why, Kevin, that's why he gets so mad when umpires call strikes that he disagrees with. He's like, I know better than you do.
Oh, by the way, somebody did pop in and say Dolly's overall rating on MLB 24 is 93.
Okay.
So,
actually, that's pretty good. Okay,
yeah,
awesome.
That's very good.
Well, in 2022 in Frisco, he batted 429. in A-ball that year, he batted 287.
Oh.
Last year, he combined to hit 288 in the minor leagues. He hit 353 in AAA, 284 in AA. So, he doesn't bat. Besides his first year when he was 18 years old, he batted 236.
Mm-hmm.
Besides that, he's usually right around 300. He's somewhere between 280 and I guess 429. He's not around.
What a number to be at.
But he's usually around at the end of the year. Usually he's in the 280s.
How many stolen bases do you think Evan Carter's going to have this year?
This is tough.
Yeah, because I don't know if Bochy's going to be like, do not run.
Yeah.
24 and a half is the over under.
I would go under based I would go under based on what Bochy did last year with the team.
How many did you say?
24 and a half.
I'll say over for this reason alone. I know what you're saying about that, but I think that was because Bochy was like, this team is not fast. And I think when Bochy has something that he knows he can use, he will use it. And I think Evan Carter's going to have the freedom to take bases. But the one thing we discussed last week about this was it seemed like Bochy was like, you don't have to run because I have power behind you. You know, we got guys that can drive you in. We don't need to risk you being off base because you got caught at second.
We want to make the pitcher earn his 27 outs and not give him any free ones. What a great number. Last year, combined major leagues and minor leagues, he had 25 stolen bases. Not including playoffs.
Corey, you said
but regular
over?
Season, he had 25 stolen bases.
Over? He's going to be playing the most in the outfield.
Over under Dane Dunning 10.5 wins.
He has to stay healthy.
I know.
He has to be as healthy as last year. Obviously, he could get a few more starts this year.
The year before he had the hip that kind of threw things off for him.
I hate saying this. I love Dane Dunning, and I think he's going to be a valuable piece of this team. But if I had to bet my own money here, I would bet under just because it's so difficult to get wins in the major leagues when you're throwing 5 to 6 innings.
I'm betting Mike's money, so I'm going over.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Now,
I'd give you knuckleballs, but you got conjunctivitis.
What you just said, that made it sound infinitely worse than it
actually
is.
It's an allergy-related pink eye. It's not
conjunctivitis. You sound so disgusting. Now,
that's how you have to say diseases.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Did your wife tell you that?
Cancer.
Oh, my God.
You don't say, you got cancer?
Yeah.
Yeah, you say cancer.
AIDS.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, yeah, say it that way.
The flu.
Why did you go to that one?
So in your pantheon of diseases, it's cancer, AIDS, and the flu.
I wasn't going
You're
in
like,
an order.
You better watch out.
I wasn't going in an order.
Don't
I was just
say
naming them off.
Flu, say influenza.
Yeah.
Over, under. Y'all are ridiculous. Over, under Nathan Eovaldi, 10.5 wins. Health, obviously, comes into play with this one as well. Well, I mean, you can argue that on all of them.
I like the over for him.
Okay.
If you can make 30 starts, and I'll say it again, and just put up a 4 ERA, you're going to get over 10 wins. Have to be healthy.
The other thing, too, is when, you know, what year was it, Rick? It felt like Aaron Seeley, Rick Helling, all those guys
like
had.
Roger Pavlicki.
They all had a double-digit wins. I think, did Seeley have 20 that year? It was something amazing that we were, like, really caught off guard. We didn't have pitchers and team like this all the time.
The only thing was is they pitched more innings.
Yes.
So
Okay, getting
so
to that
you
sixth inning.
That sixth, seventh inning yep. gives you a better chance to get that win. Now, after you leave after five and a third, and that is a good start. I'm not saying it's not a good start. That's the way the game is today. It just leaves so many outs mm-hmm. to still keep that. Let's just say you're up 4-3, mm-hmm. 3-2. That's a lot of outs to get for your bullpen
pressuring
to keep.
Because
all they have to do is give up one run in the seventh, and now it's 3-3. You score two runs in the eighth, you've won the game 5-3 or 5-4, but you don't get the win.
So you say over or under?
If I had to bet.
And you do.
I'll bet over.
Okay. Last one.
Sivaldi, dude.
Last one for the Rangers. Andrew Heaney, over under 149.5 strikeouts.
How many? He had more
151
than
last year.
Yeah, that's
what about before that?
I think he led the team in strikeouts, right?
He did. Yeah. We actually looked that up.
Close.
He was second in innings. So it was Dunning Gray, Dunning Heaney Gray, I believe, in innings.
He's had three seasons, because the year before it was 110. The year before that it was 150.
Can I give you a hope? I hope he goes under, and here's why.
Okay. I'm going to count that as an under.
If Max Scherzer comes back healthy, all your other guys stay healthy.
Yeah.
Early in July, you get Malley healthy. You make maybe a trade for a starting pitcher. You get DeGrom coming back in, let's say, early to mid-August. He goes to the pen and doesn't pitch as many innings.
From the 4-6,
that's an optimistic hope.
From the 4-6-9, I just got SRO tickets for $93 thanks to Game Time. Congratulations,
woo-hoo!
Man. Good job.
Who's
so
SRO?
Standing room only for the Rangers.
Sounded like...
No, it's like, not a band.
It
no,
does sound like
I already
I'm sexy
because
I know it.
SRO Speedwagon.
That is
it's REO Speedwagon.
Yes, I am aware. Do you say over or under?
Under.
No, I got you also say mm-hmm. under.
Okay, mm-hmm. I won't answer
it. Because I'm with Mike on that, too.
Mike is more optimistic about the Rangers this year than Corey, as he had 8 going over, only 3 under.
Great.
Corey hates the Rangers, said only 7 over and 4 under.
Actually, it's not hate. It's just that I believe that these guys, there's more guys doing more work.
Hey.
You like how he stayed out of the voting?
Yeah.
Of course. Because
he would have gone under on everything.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best part of being the moderator.
Yeah, he'd have been like, oh, actually, I mean, I think Simeon will get one hit this year.
I do not. I think it'll be more than that. All right. I have some baseball wide
questions. How many times do we hear, do
your
job
in
the playoffs from that guy over there?
Yeah. Hey, don't jump, dummy.
Oh, God. That was
the Evan Carter hate was real.
That happened twice. That happened twice. But that's
anybody would have caught that.
Every time he jumps this year, Kevin's going to be like, no, no.
25-1 on your money. Will any player hit 400?
No.
I hope you're watching on the Twitch or the YouTube that look.
No.
Any player in baseball?
Any player in baseball.
I remember Tom Grieve made this statement, and it was I never thought of it this way. When Ted Williams hit, was it 406
yes.
at the end of the year? Because he had a great end of the season. Like in that last day was like a doubleheader, and he's like, no, I'm playing.
I'm playing.
And he had like 5 or 6 hits in that day. He said, do you know the gloves they were playing with back then and how tough it was to catch a ball? Like, you couldn't make like a diving play in the infield. It was a hit.
Yeah.
Like the glove was not going to catch the ball. You could stop it. But you couldn't really catch it. And I'm not trying to take a shot at Ted Williams
here. The margins are very different.
But I remember Tom Grieve just going, hey, when I grew up, the glove was so different, and guys can make outstanding plays because the
different athletes.
And there's a whole bunch of differences. But one of them being you're just not going to get as many hits as you did back then because of the guys flying around the field and then the gloves that they use.
Then over under
350, I would even say probably not.
The over under highest batting average is 340.
It's going to be real. Obviously, Luis Arraez comes to mind because he's a single machine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's,
but he even struggled last year to stay. He wanted to be that 400 guy.
True.
But the game calls the game. I mean, there's agents. Hey, we need some home runs here.
Well, I think a lot of general managers. Now are like, you bet 300, I don't care. I'd rather you bet 230 with 30 home runs than 300 with five home runs.
Then what it would be your over-under for the most home runs for the season?
Can I ask you this question off of that?
Yeah.
Before I answer this, because I do think Shohei could eat 50. Could hit 50.
Might eat 50.
Might eat 52.
Yeah.
How much do you think this whole – the FBI, all these things looking into him and seeing what his life has been like the last few years?
I think that's going to have an impact.
I think it does too.
Nope.
Well, okay.
No, because I think he's like Dirk, and I think being on the field is his like chapel, and that's his place to get away and escape. And I think he's his joy.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And his love will be whenever he steps on the field.
We might talk about this more tomorrow then, because what I'm really fascinated is, how is he going to deal with getting judged like a regular ball player? Because you saw games where he had a hit, and then he threw 4 1/3 and gave up three runs, and people were like, he's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, but either one of those.
He's a good pitcher and a good hitter.
Yeah, that was solid. And I know he can be excellent at both of them, but I'm curious what the focus is like when he only does one and he's judged the same as all other
players. I'm also very curious what that's like whenever you have the lineup he has around him this year as opposed to just Mike Trout, maybe.
He could be in a lineup this year for sure.
Who?
Ohtani. The baseball lineup. You know what I'm saying? By the way, the over-under for most home runs hit was 53 and
he
a
was
half.
Talking about, like, whenever you're, like, you get pulled in for murder or something.
Do you go to...
How dare you, sir?
Robbery.
I said a baseball
you
lineup.
You said lineup.
Do you go to jail for illegally betting on games, but you pay off
what,
the...
What kind of betting was it? Did you say illegal?
Yeah.
Okay, so it seems possible, right?
I think the person who takes the... But
Kevin just goes, hey, dummy, use the word illegal.
Was that a
yes, of course you could go to jail.
There's,
it's illegal, you dummy.
There's plenty of things that you can do illegally, but you don't go to jail or prison for them.
Name one.
No, I don't know if we should encourage
stealing.
That.
Kevin went to jail for stealing?
I did.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. Well, it was juvenile jail, but still.
Juvenile jail. Oh, I went to kitty jail.
Well, it was still very traumatizing.
When you got in there, dude, like, were there dudes doing chin-ups and like? And
don't drop the soap.
Oh my God,
was
dude.
It like that? Was it tough like that?
Okay, well,
your jail.
Now
step?
You're gonna make fun of it even more. I actually went to an isolation cell,
and
so I was the only I was the only person in there.
Don't put him in with the general public.
Yeah, they were like, this guy's too important.
Well, but it wasn't like
Oriole like Jimmy Fly Snuka off the table or
did
something.
Did you say that because he also might have killed somebody?
No, I didn't know that. Okay. I don't know Jimmy Fly Snuka's life.
Jimmy Fly Snuka. Jimmy Superfly Snuka?
Oh, is he good? Superfly?
Yeah, he is Superfly. All right, we're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live from Rally House in Mansfield, clearly having fun. I still have another World Series poster I can give away. You can sign up for the framed Globe Life Field picture number 25,000. And for all of our other listeners, we got a giveaway coming up in the 1 o'clock hour for a 4-pack of Rangers Astros tickets.
From the 254, jaywalking is illegal, but you won't go to jail.
Yeah.
And from the 321, I was pulled over for speeding and spent 5 years in prison.
What the hell?
I'm sure they were doing something else wrong.
They have like 200 pounds of drugs or something in the car.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but they said speeding. They could have already had warrants out for something else. And
that's
they
the only
they
thing
were pulled over
I don't
speeding.
Understand. I feel like I would follow the letter of the law
if
I was
drugs.
Actively doing something else illegally. And they're like, oh, I got pulled over 250 pounds of marijuana for speeding. I was like, but why?
Why were you speeding?
Wouldn't you follow? Okay, Mike right. likes it. You get it.
All right, so I want to talk a little bit here about Jerry Jones.
Oh, dear. But why?
So because of this. Because I feel like people, and I make fun of him all the time, and
yes,
I love
do.
Doing it, is he says things that he it's not truthful at all.
Sure.
He's just selling a product, and he's even admitted to. Like,
I agree.
But the thing is he's really done absolutely nothing football-wise successfully. Now, he has sold football unbelievably better than any human ever in the history of football. He has sold the sport better than anybody in the history of football. But I was thinking about this analogy, and I gave it to one of our Tolo listeners who showed up here at Rally House in Mansfield. You can still come see us. We're going to be here for about another hour or so. Is my wife ran a marathon, and she did great. And it was the Cowtown Marathon a long time ago, but she is able to run that. And at times, I jogged with her to help her out, and I cheered her on and everything. It was great.
Did you have the cups of water for her and stuff?
Right, but if I said I would beer. I have run a marathon before, I would be lying. I helped my wife run a marathon, but I didn't run the marathon. Jimmy Johnson ran the marathon. Jerry's never done it, never even come close to doing it. He was really not even part of football operations when that happened. Now, he'll fib to you and tell you he was, but there would be evidence of it. There would be evidence that he had done this, and I know I'm doing these two analogies here. But he says, guys, I'm going to run that marathon again. And then, so that's what he says on the radio or to people, and then the media runs with it all in, whatever he says, like all the things he said over his 30 years of saying he's actually knowing what football is then you want to see the action.
Yep.
The thing is we never make them prove the action. Nobody ever makes them prove the action. We don't. The other media doesn't. It's just because he's going to be here forever until, obviously, he isn't. We all die. He's going to die. I'm going to die. Breaking news, we all die. Jerry's a human. He's going to die. Oh. So eventually he's not going to run the Cowboys. His son Steven is. But that's the day he doesn't somewhat run the Dallas Cowboys. And I look at it and I go, he never has to back up his words.
Yeah.
Ever. Like when we get to Oxnard, nobody's going to question him on anything. It's going to be just, hey, isn't this weather great? And I'm going to give you guys beers and food for a little bit, and we're all going to say you're the greatest, right? And he's amazing at this. He knows if you just give a guy a meal and a beer that they're going to write great things about you. And he knows it. That's why he has great macaroni and cheese at the stadium for all the media. And it's like, man, this is great. And he's like, you want a beer after the game? And he's so smart in like, I never have to back up any of my words. Nobody ever says, what's the action of running the marathon? Have you changed your eating habits? Are you jogging on a consistent basis? Are you doing certain things to get ready for the marathon, Jerry Jones? And he goes, yeah, man, I supported my wife running a marathon a long time ago in the early 90s. It's like, you didn't run the marathon. Jimmy Johnson ran the marathon. And he's like, well, I did. Well, let's go to the Cowtown Classic Marathon running and see if you did it. There's no evidence at all that you ever did it. And there's no evidence over these last 30 years that you're even going to train for it.
I think about that Seinfeld episode.
It's just weird. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Like, to me, I'm going to be honest here. I don't see much of a difference, in my opinion. All it is an opinion. I don't see much of a difference between him and Daniel Snyder. He's just a little better than him.
Okay, man. So what I was going to say is I think about the Seinfeld episode where George Costanza said, it's not a lie if you believe it. And I do really think along the way they've convinced themselves that they did, in fact, do those things. Yeah. And that's why Jimmy went into the Ring of Honor, because they did this all together. And I don't believe that, but there are a lot of people out there who do. And that's the tough thing about it, because – when you do ask, and when we get to sit down with Jerry in training camp, or if we get Steven, I am going to ask, what are you selling this year? Because you went from all in to win with less. And I don't think they can win at a high level with less. I'm really curious their answer. But there's a lot of defenders out there. There are a lot of Cowboys sycophants that if you say anything negative about them, they will come after.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we see it.
Yes.
Like, we see it a lot whenever, because you would say I'm probably the most positive about the Cowboys. And as frequently as I am positive about it, whenever I do step out, it's like, whoa, hold on, what did you just do? And I'm like, well, I mean, if you listen to the show over time, you'll kind of see. And I've kind of navigated from being this real, like, intense Cowboys can, because I want to believe that, man. I really do. You want to believe that your franchise can do it.
Yeah.
For the longest time, it was very tough to believe that the Rangers could ever do it, because they didn't have anybody that knew how to do it. Like, the Rangers would bring in people and you're like, I don't even know who that is. Why should I believe that that's going to happen? Yeah. The Mavericks, it took forever for us to see it, but when we finally saw it, we're like, we can do it again. And the Cuban was like, no, I broke that all up. And so it is very, very frustrating to be like, How do you believe that it's going to happen
this way?
And it's very tough to believe it whenever you have what you feel like is a winning thing there. I will say this. The Jori Epstein, and she's going to be on with Sean and RJ and Bobby tomorrow. There was a part of her cut about a month ago, maybe a little shorter time ago, where she said she was talking about the culture idea, and she asked somebody within the organization about Bill Belichick. Would he be a coach here in the future?
Do you want to go to cut 11?
We do have that cut?
Yeah.
Can we play that cut, Alec? Because
it's about a minute long, but listen to it.
Because I was talking to someone, and I was like, okay, so if Mike doesn't work out this year, like, do you think Belichick is like in serious contention next year? And he goes, Bill Belichick would walk into our facilities, see all of the infrastructure around it, basically essentially see the country club mentality, the Dr. Pepper Keurig headquarters that overlooks the practice field, all of that, and be like, I can't coach here. And to me, that is the root of the problem with all of this. To me, it's not about is Dak Prescott physically what he's able to do. I don't think you're going to find a better quarterback for the Cowboys than Dak Prescott in at least the next 5 years. And so if you're getting rid of him, what is your plan? I think that the issue is this sort of whole Cowboys infrastructure. And so then to me, you get into the point of like, get CD done, decide if you want to do Dak now or in a year, because I think that you're not going to find someone better. And I think that Dak has shown he's willing to bet on himself contractually before. And so I don't think he's going to like hold out if he doesn't get the contract. I have questions about whether you should keep Micah long term. That might be for another show, but I think it's really interesting.
But that part about the infrastructure and everything that surrounds it, and Bill Belichick would essentially throw up and walk out. Like, because he's a football guy. And just like at Boeing, what just happened? The three guys at the top who were all money guys, they all just exited. Because Boeing forever was run by engineers. And whenever they take the engineers out of it, then all of a sudden we got problems with the planes. Because the money guys are worried about the bottom line and getting money instead of letting the football guys do the football thing.
I think kind of my point here is, look, I think Dak's good, not great. I don't think he'll ever win a championship anywhere he goes unless, and I've said this, unless he takes a Brock Purdy contract or a rookie contract. Like, I'll even go to as far as if he took a Jared Goff contract, I think you can build a team around him. But he has to take like a 50% cut of what the premium quarterbacks make, around $30 million a year. And maybe I can build a championship team around Dak. But I can't do it at his number. I think he's good. I just don't think he's great. We have evidence of that, right? We watch Cowboys playoff football, and we have evidence that he is not going to play great football in the playoffs. He can change that, but the evidence is he's not going to play good in the biggest moments. Mike McCarthy, you have evidence that he did win a championship. You have evidence that maybe he might get outcoached in playoff games too. But the evidence is overwhelming. Like, there's nothing to suggest Jerry's even trying to win. He says it with words, but then just go look at his actions. He's not training at all to try to win. He's not doing, and neither is his son, Steven. And so I'll throw him under the bus here too. Neither one of them are doing anything. Like, hey, we lost. What do we do different? Who cares? We made $500 million. That's all the money, guys. All the Joneses family care about is the money. And we're here at Rally House. You can buy a whole bunch of Cowboys gear. It's awesome. 50 million people are Cowboy fans. But what's the point? They're not even trying to win. And they're admitting somewhat. They're even admitting it to it. We'll win with lesser players. Whoever believes that? In what world do you lose and go, let's get worse with our talent and get better on the field? Like, that's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard, and he said it out loud.
But the problem is, you know, I'm with you. You know there are a lot of people out there that will believe just that. They will put it on TV. They will put it on the radio. They will tweet it, and they will damn sure write about it at their website about how it's nothing but positive, positive, positive.
Yeah.
There are lots of people who will do that. I agree with you. This team has gotten worse, and I don't see how they're like, well, we're just going to be smarter.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Look,
so you wouldn't do that before?
Yeah, and I hate saying this, and I know Mark Cuban was behind the bench cheering them on last night. Thank God he sold the team. Like, Mark couldn't do it. And Mark won in 2011. I'm not taking anything away from him. He was a major part of that, along with Donnie Nelson and obviously Rick Carlisle. But, like, they're not. Steven ain't good at this either. It ain't going to get any. In fact, I think there's evidence it's even going to get worse when Jerry's gone. And that's scary, too, because Steven ain't. I mean, you just look at age. I'm looking at age.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it gets better under John Steven, but I don't know when John Steven, who is the quarterback at Highland Park, is going to be running the Dallas Cowboys. It's probably 30 years from now, I'm going to assume, that maybe John Steven, the grandson of Jerry, would care about winning football. I don't know. I know Steven doesn't care. All the evidence is there. I don't care what he says on our station. I don't care what he says to all the media. He don't care about winning. And Jerry's proven over 25 years plus, he don't care too much about winning either.
From the 469, come on, guys, this is our year. LOL.
And I did see somebody try to make the comparison to saying this is a cop-out because look at the Yankees or the Lakers. It's not a cop-out because they had a separation of church and state. And when they didn't with Steinbrenner, they weren't winning. They needed – you can have somebody who loves flash and pizzazz. There's nothing wrong with that as long as behind the scenes it's all about business, and it ain't here.
We're done with this segment, but I do feel a little bit bad for Dak Prescott and Mike McCarthy that it's the blame's going to fall on them because Jerry ain't going away.
Yeah. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Rally House in Mansfield where you can show your support any way you like, especially for those world champion Texas Rangers kicking off the season tomorrow. Coming up next, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
How big of a power play is this? Plus, how many games of ping pong can you play in a row? Ping pong. That's a tough word to say, Mike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.